Hello, is this Stephen Gaydon there?
No, he isn't. I can't take a message.
No, you can help me if you like. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just one moment. Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably. Sorry?
I was about to answer you, 100%.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I know your age?
76.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just one second. Okay, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, and Senate, and other offices. On a scale from 0 to 10, what 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. If you approve, you can tell me if you strongly approve or somewhat approve. And if you disapprove, you can tell me somewhat or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next one, Mercy Kaptur as congressman. I'm sorry, congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And next one, Donald Trump as former president.
The lowest rating you have.
Okay,
but
thank you. That will
strongly
be
disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, you can let me know.
Okay.
The options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the first
okay.
one is First Energy.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Sure. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Well, this is very unfavorable. So is that your option?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump again.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Derek Mary.
Say the name again.
Sure, Derek Mary.
I do not know them.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Mercy Kaptur.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And last one, Democrats in Congress.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Ronald F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merring?
Mercy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merring, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him?
No chance.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a statement for that some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. This statement says, Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does not make any difference?
Does not make any difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Merring. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you feel less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you think it's not true, please let me know. And the first statement says, Derek Merring has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merring supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merring even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. The options again are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true.
Well, since I said before that I was not going to vote for it, should I just say no difference? Or
okay.
Is this an independent statement that I should say? I'm completely not convinced. It's a little confusing.
No worries. Yeah, I mean, this is, let's take this statement as independent. So this statement makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution for real estate special interest, Derek Merring wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Again, much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merring supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while as cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merring will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs that lawmakers offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job they get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And last statement, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him? This is an open question.
Republican corruption.
Okay, let me just take that note. 1 second. Corruption. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
He's a typical corrupt Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just take notes. Corrupt Republican. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Now, with the last couple of questions are just for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
A master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. But is that a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
Very important.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Can I ask you who was sponsoring this survey? You said it.
Well, actually, no worries. We just work for National Opinion Service. We're just a neutral company. To be honest with you, we're not told who is actually requesting the service. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I detected a little bit of bias in it, so I just was just curious.
No worries, but yeah, okay. I'm...
All right,
yeah,
have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.